steadfastly unselfish you are. Let it be known that you are very content to be given less than you deserve. Some suggest that the actual root of epieikēs is the word eikō, which means to yield. Not demanding rights, not demanding privileges, not demanding recognition, not demanding possessions, not demanding health, not demanding wealth, not demanding anything. Even though you might think you deserve it. You see, contentment belongs to people who are willing to take less than they're due. I often tell pastors that. You hear about pastoral burnout, pastors being discontent and leaving churches. And it usually has nothing to do with work. You know, you never met a ditch digger who had burnout. It's not a physical thing. It's an emotional thing. And what drives pastors out of churches is this ridiculous notion that somehow they're not being treated the way they should be treated. Well, if we got treated the way we should be treated, we'd be sent to hell, wouldn't we? It's essential to contentment to have a sweet reasonableness that doesn't demand anything, doesn't expect anything, and therefore anything that comes is received with surprise. Fourthly, contentment involves not only love in the fellowship, not only joy in the Lord, not only a sweet kind of reasonableness that seeks nothing, but it involves a confident faith in the Lord, and we've already hinted at that. It involves a confident faith in the Lord. Please notice verse 5, "The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing." What a great statement. The Lord is near, be anxious for nothing. That is really practical. Don't forget, the Lord is near. How near? He's in you. That's how near. And the word here, the Lord is at hand in the King James, isn't talking about his imminent second coming. No. It's saying he's near. It can mean he's near in space and time. He's nearby. The intent here is personal presence. Oh, sure, the Lord is near in terms of coming back to take his church. The time of that is nearer now than it's ever been. But the idea here is personal presence. He is near. I don't